yo, motherfucking yo. It's your girl Lyric back. We ain't even gonna talk about why I was away, because y'all know I'm out here and I'm busy. Full-time mom, full-time employee. So don't judge me, okay? I know before I said I was gonna be a little bit more consistent, but clearly that was a lie. So mind your business. Anyway, today we're gonna talk about these do's and don'ts for the holidays, okay? The holidays is coming up, and I know y'all a little skittish about spending the holidays out of the house because of COVID. But honestly, I feel like with COVID, this is the best time to appreciate your family and to just, you know, love on your family, because if anything COVID has taught us all is that life is really, really short, and we don't take advantage of the family members that we do have. I'm definitely going to be missing my grandmother around this time. But it's all good. You know, I know she's here. Dead does not mean gone. So it is what it is. Let's get into this do's and don'ts though. Okay. And don't mind me. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm sipping Moscato. Mind your business. All right. Let's start with a don't. Okay. Don't leave your house to travel out of state or go anywhere without cleaning up your damn house. Okay, because you're going to be mad. You spent a whole week or the weekend at your mama house or your cousins in them house. You come back to your crib, your house mad messy. You don't got no energy. You just looking at it like, damn, it's wild messy in here. I should have never left my crib like this. The fridge looking wacky. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Clean your crib before you leave. Trust me, you will thank me when you get back. Do make sure you find somebody to take care of your pets, okay? Because little Fifi in the corner, okay, is going to starve to death or die, okay? Don't leave your heat on when you leave your house. Your electric bill is going to be high. I know it's COVID and, you know, some of the utility companies is giving us a little break. But you're going to be sick. You get back to the crib, walk in the door. You trying to breathe for air like SpongeBob went in the sandy crib with no water. You're going to be sick. I'm trying to tell you. Don't. Okay? Don't. Start messing with the auntie that was not talking to you all year either. If she show up to Thanksgiving, give her a nice little head nod and go on about your business. Okay? Don't even engage. Oh, I ain't speak to you. The phone go both ways, auntie. Okay? It go both ways. Yours didn't ring this way. Mine wasn't finna ring on that way. Thank you. Don't go to new people's house for Thanksgiving. If you don't know how they cook and they give you an invitation to stop by for a plate, don't you go over there and get no plate. Because you're going to be mad. You show up. They got raisins and stuff that wasn't supposed to be in nothing. The cheese ain't properly melted in the mac. You're going to be sick. Don't do it. No new friends, no new houses on Thanksgiving, okay? Stick to what you know. With that being said, don't offer to cook nothing if you know you can't cook. I'm talking to a few of y'all. Y'all be so quick. Oh, what you need me to bring? You just bring the juice and sodas, okay? And maybe some plastic cups and plates. Don't you sit there and volunteer yourself for stuff and you know you can't cook. Everybody and their cousins is over there. Now they're talking about your cooking because you know you can't cook, okay? Nice gesture. It was cute or whatever. But don't do that. Don't do that. Stick to what you know. If you make a little toss salad, throw a little toss salad together. But don't sit here and volunteer to make the important stuff when you know you can't cook. Don't make nothing, okay? Don't even fry the chicken, because yes, people mess up fried chicken. And that's a problem for me. I love chicken. My child loves chicken. We don't got time to be eating a non-cooked chicken. No, it got to be crispy and well-seasoned. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that. Do take lots of pictures. Pictures last for years. Pictures are memories. You know what I'm saying? And also, I like taking pictures because I like when people be like, oh yeah, I was there. Let me go back to my camera roll, because sis, no, you was not. No, you was not. Definitely take a lot of pictures. You know, I'm big into family and, you know, capturing moments. So I am constantly trying to make room in my phone to take more pictures. So definitely do that. Do, okay, and I'm saying this now because I'm a mama. Do put together a matching outfit with your baby. I don't care who say it's corny. I don't care they didn't give birth to that child, girl. You better match that outfit. You, your husband, your baby, roll up in there to sit in the living room like, blah! You know what I'm saying? Even if you got to pull out the nice little cashmere sweater. My baby got a little cashmere sweater that his Mimi bought him. Probably do that outfit, okay? But definitely do match your outfits with your babies, okay? Because that's definitely going to be the moment. Because when they grow up and they see these pictures, they're going to be like, Mom, why did you do that? Why would you do that to me? Because it was cute. Mind your business, shut up, okay? Don't drink too damn much, okay? Now, listen, this one here is more so for me. Because if you know me, you know. Now, Thanksgiving this year, we going to be at my in-laws in New York. You're all my NY people, you know what I'm saying? Links and drinks. Now, I'm one of those people, on the wake up, I could sip some wine, as you can see, which is what I'm currently doing. Don't be sipping all day. And then when it's time to get around to the table and everybody talk about what they thankful for, you out here wilding, slurring your words. You can't stand up straight. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that. If you're not built for this type of sip life, don't do that, please. Because you will be the laughing stock of Thanksgiving for the next 3 years. And yes, I said 3 years because, you know, black people don't never let nothing go. Okay, we got the memory of elephants. Can't remember what we did yesterday, but we sure remember Cousin TT out the table, wilding out. Okay, so don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Do give compliments to the cook, though. Now, if the cook did they thing, him or her, because you know the men's is out here cooking Thanksgiving dinners too. If the cook did they thing, you let them know. This was popping. This was banging. You understand? This was lit. So give all compliments to the chef. Don't show up late and then complain that you don't got a plate. Now, you know, black mamas start cooking from the day before. They got to season everything. So on Thanksgiving Day, half the food pretty much done by 10 o'clock. You just can't walk up in the kitchen. Until they tell you to walk in the kitchen. But see, that's neither here nor there. Just don't show up late and then get mad because ain't nobody save you a plate. You know dinner was about to start at 3 o'clock. You shouldn't have showed up at 6 because you wanted to be running around doing whatever. Now you mad because you hungry. You better carry your ass to McDonald's drive through. Because if y'all mamas like my mamas, she'd be like, oh well, should have showed up on time. Okay? Don't be looking for nobody to cook you no breakfast on Thanksgiving. Now, this is another one for myself, because I be looking for my mama to make me some breakfast on Thanksgiving and she be looking at me like I'm stupid. Okay, but I don't know what I'm gonna eat Thanksgiving morning. I tell you that, I'm gonna be sick. I'm probably gonna have to make me some oodles and noodles, beef flavor, you heard. But I mean, you know, it's gonna be cool. I just want to remind everybody, even though it's COVID out there and everybody's anxiety is going through the roof right now, this is still a great time to cherish your family. You know what I'm saying? Because it's getting crazy. It is getting so crazy. This whole election thing that's going on and, you know, the racial tension that's going on. It's a lot to deal with every single day. You turn on the news and something is happening. It just makes you get so depressed. Like, damn, are we ever going to have a moment of just peace? 2020 has violated. She came through like somebody stole her whole man. And she ready to off everybody muffin top, dogs. Like, what is her problem? I'm ready for sis to pack her bags and go. 2021 better not come in here acting up, because we had enough. We, the American people, have had enough. Okay? But yeah, those are my do's and don'ts for the holidays. I don't know, you know, what y'all got planned, but I hope it is something that is fun, that is safe, that is memorable and enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a time, like I said, to love on your family. So do that. Have fun. I know I'm gonna miss my family because we just be lit every time we get together. It don't even got to be a holiday. You know what I'm saying? Even if we link up for just a weekend, we just be lit. You know, we do karaoke. Mandatory. Even if you new to the crib, you definitely got to participate in karaoke. You don't even got to sing. It'd be lit though, because my aunts and my mom, they swear they in Vogue or SWV. They always got some coordinated choreography, you know, to their little karaoke. They be cheating every year. I don't care what nobody say. They cheat every year because there's no reason why they know the same dance moves and they be in harmony and in sync like that. Like, that's just wild to me. But yeah, I'm gonna miss my family. But my in-laws are pretty dope too. My father-in-law can cook. He frying turkey. He doing his thing this year. I'm ready. So I'm not gonna eat from like maybe Tuesday, because I'm gonna show up with like a 2-day empty stomach. You know what I'm saying? And I got to eat everything. I'm trying to have at least 3 plates under my belt. So I will keep y'all posted on that. But yeah, and if you know me, you know I'm not really harboring about no pounds. I can gain a few. You know what I'm saying? I know I got my little mommy weight on me. But a little more calories won't hurt nobody. Now will it? Okay. Well, that's all I had to say for today. I'm probably going to do another podcast sooner or later. Maybe later than sooner, but y'all know how I do. Enjoy the holidays with your family, guys. I'm going to check back in with y'all, let y'all know what's going on over here. Love, peace, hair grease, and sarate my damies.